If you take a liver cell from your liver and look at it and dissect it, and it has a future pull, it will always be a liver cell. It will never be anything else. In order for you to be able to manifest magic, real magic in your life, miracles, you must first be able to conceive of it. You must be able to conceive of it, and that means no doubt. And the doubt comes by shifting to a knowing rather than a belief. All of the stuff. Deepak and I are talking now about taking a group, making a movie, and taking in this movie a group of babies that are, say, 100 of them. And as they are born, we remove them from the environment that they're in, orphans and so on, children who are to be abandoned, and we place them into a world where there is no doubt. Where they get past the lie. You know, we're led to believe a lie, as William Blake said in his wonderful poem, Songs of Innocence. He said, to see the world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, to hold eternity in the palm of your hand and infinity in an hour, we are led to believe a lie. When we see with, not through the eye, which was born in a night to perish in a night, when the soul slept in beams of light. All of us are born in a night to perish in a night in the physical world. But the soul, the spirit, resides and sleeps in formless beams of light. We are led to believe a lie, a huge lie. And the lie is that there are limitations in our life. Imagine these little children being raised in a world where doubt and impossible and can't do are never exposed to that. Anything that they can conceive of in their mind, they're able to practice. They go to fire putting out school, 101. And in fire putting out school, here's a fire over here, and you sit here and you work on it with your mind. And you put that fire out. You know what my kids and I do after dinner? Many times after dinner in the evenings, a couple times a week, we go out and we put blankets on the grass. And in the blankets on the grass, we look up at the sky. And we kids say, I'm gonna make clouds. Who wants to make clouds? I want to make clouds, Daddy. I want to make clouds. I'm going to make a rabbit. All the people in the neighborhood think that my kids are neurotics. Those dire kids think they can make clouds. Why not? The same intelligence that flows through them flows through the clouds. Why not shatter the illusion of your separateness and believe that? Imagine a whole curriculum, a whole world in which you were raised to know that there was no doubt. And you can transcend that doubt. And when you do, you begin to see that miracles, synchronicity, become very much a part of your life. The second of those three things, as I said, when I get to the end, I sort of rush through the last couple, is that you have to learn how to shut down the inner dialogue. Banish the doubt, shut down the inner dialogue. And what is the inner dialogue? The constant repetition in your mind of that chatter that goes on endlessly. It is nothing more than your inventory of beliefs, all of which have doubt attached to them. And all of the things that you're offended by, and all of the judgments that you have to shut it down. If you want to know God,